Podtacular episode 101, Girls in Gaming Roundtable for the week of February 19th, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I am JVB.
I'm Tally.
I'm the Don Juan.
And I'm Kitty.
Welcome aboard, ladies.
Happy to be
here. Thank you for having us.
Welcome. Yeah, this is going to be the Girls in Gaming show, where we're going to be talking about, well, girls in gaming, obviously. And with kind of a focus on Halo 2 and how it goes. And yeah, it's going to be good.
And yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Girls don't game. Much.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking about? Why are we here again? I thought this was like Cooking Mama.
I don't play Halo. I play.
I gave you 50 bucks.
Hello,
all right?
Kitty just Island planning. Adventure.
I play Barbie Horse Adventures or something like that.
Hey, that's a game.
It is? Are you serious? I thought they just made that up for that show.
No, it's an actual game, and it's also on the back compat list.
Oh no! Oh no! I have to get it. All right, who's going to send it to me? Come on.
Good luck in finding it. It's okay. Not actually that easy.
So.
Probably because it wasn't very good. So.
All right, well, before we get started, let's get into a part. We got a special announcement to make, is that we are joining the GamerCast Network, which is a kind of a loose network of, you know, different podcasts related to gaming. And why don't we get over to me and JVB talking with Chad from GamerCast Network a little bit about what it is. And the whole deal. So here we go. Well, hey guys, we're here with Chad with the GamerCast Network. Chad, welcome, man.
Yeah, hey, welcome.
How you guys doing? Nice to be
doing
here.
Good.
Yeah, man. It was fun chatting with you on Gmail for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, very cool. Yes, trying to get everything set up for all the great things happening in the GamerCast Network.
Very absolutely. Cool.
Well, we're definitely
trying to plan our future, trying to build the whole thing up.
Yes. Well, we're glad to be joining the GamerCast Network, definitely, with some great shows that are on the network. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the network?
Yeah, well, the GamerCast Network basically is a hopefully going to be a developing community of independent podcasts. We really want to get out there, try and build a sense of community between all the independent shows that are out there. And it started basically 4 or 5 months ago. And ours was the first show, which is the video game show. It's basically the reimagination of the the next evolution of the old Chris Palladino podcast show. Chris went on to greater things. Microsoft and his old crew came together and made the video game show and started the whole GamerCast Network. And let's see here now. I came on board around that time, and then we built up a little more. We got Gamertag Radio and the whole Godfrey crew on the GamerCast Network. Another great show out there. It's a really fun show. Great interviews, great audio, great sound. Mm-hmm. He does some cool stuff. And then more recently, we got Uncle Gamer Radio with Vicious and Liquid Life on the whole GamerCast Network. So
yeah,
it's really starting to develop, and we're trying to really build a whole good independent sense of the community around the independent podcasts that are out there.
Yeah, and you know, it's an honor for Podtacular to be included because
we are very enthused. We're very gracious to have you to join our ranks.
Appreciate that, because I mean, there's so much potential. I mean, we you know, you and I were talking before, and you know, we plan on really helping out the podcasting community.
Yes,
and
yes.
We have a lot of plans in store, and we have the right people to get the ball rolling. And that.
We have people. Department. We have people. Are they the right people? Well, we're gonna find out.
Well, I think we do. I think we
do.
Yeah,
I know.
Right,
I'm just.
We have the wrong people to get the ball rolling. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. We start trying to roll cubes. That's a problem, and then those things don't roll. And,
Yeah. Well, they slide.
Yes. One of the slice and slipping off the ice. But.
And, you know, Fumo Jive loves to do the electric slide, so.
Oh, yeah. It's electric.
We have everything covered.
You know
that
it.
Was scary. No,
I'm there at the wedding. We definitely, come on, everybody. By myself.
Oh, man.
Well, we definitely look forward to having you guys on the GamerCast Network to give us the inside scoop on the whole Halo scene and what's out there.
Yeah.
Especially with Halo 3 coming out. At least I'm looking forward to Halo 3. Some of the other video game show crew is Halo guys, but I'm very... I don't dislike Halo. I'm just like, I like Halo, but...
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's fun.
I'm not playing. Sure where you're at, Halo. Yeah, so thanks, Chad. Appreciate you cluing us in on that, letting us know what's going on with the GamerCast Network. Look forward to working with you guys in the future, definitely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hope to have great things happen here in the next few months. This whole collaboration.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do it. Where can we, well, not us, but where can our audience find more information about what the goings on?
The best place to go do that is the GamerCast Network site, which is found at GamerCastNetwork.com.
Cool. Excellent. All right, we'll definitely
come
check into
our forums. Check out the wackiness that ensues in our forums every day.
You can see a picture of Keith Paladino dressed up like the Hulk.
Yes, that was the old Halloween party.
Nice.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thanks, Chad. Looking forward to doing more work with the GamerCast Network in the future, definitely. So, back to where we're going here.
So why don't you guys just do a little brief introduction about yourselves. Starting with the Don Juan.
The Don Juan.
Just
what?
Do
you call me stupid? Oh my goodness.
Yes. Dude, don't make me walk over there and hurt you. Just
okay. No. I am staff member of the Cave Girls. I've been in the Cave Girls for almost 2 years now. And I'm also a co-host on Loading Reality's weekly upload podcast.
Cool.
And that's pretty much it. I'm pretty awesome. I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. My apartment smells of rich mahogany, and I have many leather-bound books.
Yeah, the last time I did a resume, I was like, I put on there, I know the Don Juan, and I totally got the job.
Oh, nice.
Wow. You know what? My resume said that Halo 2 is my anti-drug.
Sweet.
Oh.
So yeah. How's it going that is selling kind peanuts of the closer. At SeaWorld?
Oh!
But you know what? The important part is that she's not doing drugs while selling peanuts. At
true. That's very important, right there.
You know, sniff glue is considered drugs.
Yeah, sniff glue about- doesn't count. Okay, moving on. Yeah,
kidding.
Okay.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Let's see. Where do I start?
From the beginning.
The beginning. Yeah, what part is the beginning? I don't know.
Go to the beginning, go to the end, and then stop.
All right, so let's see. I got into gaming really late. My first console was GameCube when I was 19.
Okay.
Got my Xbox because I had just started working at EB Games, and all the guys would talk about was Halo 2, so I picked that up. Then spent the next couple of months trying to learn how to play Halo and failing miserably until I got invited into the PMS clan. And
cool.
Let's see, I'm coming up on 2 years in that. I was leader of one of our Halo 2 divisions for almost a year. And I'm also Xbox MVP, Xbox Ambassador, and one of the co-founders of the Xbox Gamer Chicks.
Wow, nice. With Trixie, Kirby. Right?
Yes, Trixie, Dirty Diva, and myself.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. We are sitting at 1,500... what is it? 1,500 chicks? Over 1,500. Almost 1,600 now.
Wow, nice. So, yeah, I remember when that was starting up. That was last year.
This June, actually. Just this past June. We haven't even hit our 1 year mark. And
cool.
I predict that we'll be over 2,000 by that time.
That's a lot of chicks.
Well over 2,000 by then. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. The conversations are very interesting.
I bet.
Sure.
Yeah. No comment.
Okay.
It's always very interesting, the diversity shown in every single thread on that forum.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I mean, we're all members of clans, and I mean, I know within our own clans we have some extreme diversity. I mean, the leaders' discussions in ours, I'm sure, are just as interesting as they are in the Cave Girls. But you mix in a couple hundred more girls and or women ranging from like 7 to 75, yeah.
Wow.
You get every single opinion, and they're all great, because one of the things that we really do enforce in there is that there is no trash talking whatsoever. You can have a difference of opinions, but you've got to respect the fact that someone else may have a different opinion than you.
Exactly.
It's really, I'm a member of them, and it's really cool because everybody is, only things that everybody has in common is that you're female and that you play a game of some sort. And everything else is just complete diversity. It's awesome.
Wow. Yes, it is. And since you're talking, Tally, why don't you give us a brief rundown?
We've had supporting.
No. That's not a thing.
He's giving you a little intro, Tally.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm Tally, and I have nothing interesting about me. I don't lead anything. I'm not a staff member of... Oh, wait. Yes, I am. I'm a co-overlord of the Halo 2 Division for Legion of the Apocalypse, which is a co-ed clan.
LOA.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
But other than that, I'm just me. Nothing too interesting. Sorry. I'll work on that.
That's okay.
Tally, you are wonderful.
What?
I love you, Tally.
I love you too. sorry, guys. Okay, so moving on.
Yeah, good enough. All right. Finally. So, yeah, we got.
Because that wasn't weird at all.
Yeah, that's pretty bizarre there. Hey, we got a bunch of people that sent in questions for the girls on gaming general and gaming Halo 2. So, let's get into those. Let's see. The Don Wall, why don't you start us off?
Algebra Cow. Algebra Cow wants to know how we all got into gaming, and he also loves me.
Yes.
I love you too. Let's see. Oh, man. I actually started ever since I could pick up a controller. My mother was the one who got me into gaming. She was the first female in Hawaii to run a multi-user dungeon. That's pretty nerdy. That goes way back for all you nerds. If you know what a multi-user dungeon is, then you are officially a nerd.
Guilty as charged.
Sweet.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is before internet. she always bought us whatever console that was coming out that year. We got to, we got to choose one. So we chose one each year that, or each time that, consoles were coming out, we got to choose one. So we always had a console or two in our house. And I've been playing games for a long time, and I've played every single kind of game that you could possibly think of. And it's my entire life now. So,
nice. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I'm sure a lot of kids out there are like, you have the greatest mom in the world.
Yeah, I do. She's pretty cool. She's awesome. She totally supports me in everything that I do, everything that I have to do with gaming. She's all for it, and she's so proud of me, and I couldn't have done it without her. So it's pretty cool.
Aww.
Yeah.
Here's to you, Mom.
Yes, aww. Mom.
Love you, Mommy.
Carrie's mom is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of like Carrie's aw mom moments on the show. Aww.
Yeah, right.
Aww.
Girls, what are you expecting?
Yeah, I got this story about this puppy dog I got. He's so cute.
Aww.
It's so cute when he poops. Aww.
Okay, that's not cute. That's yeah, yucky. That's yucky.
Okay, I'm gonna take Ultima Killer. He goes, I have a question for the girls on Halo 2. Do they trash talk like us guys? I'm gonna say, yeah. Do to show that I can compete with the guys, like to earn respect.
I don't know.
To, like that. To you mean like to pull our weight, like, exactly. Like we can game. Well, mm-hmm. The three of us, me, Kitty, and Tally, can hold our own for sure.
Yeah,
that I helps. Can even occasionally unless hold, you know, a guy your own as well, you know. But
ah.
You know, it don't assume because it's a girl, she's not as good.
Well, so, harping a little more on this question, You know, since we're all from the Halo community, I've seen when females come on. Okay, sometimes it's a little tough to tell between a female voice and a 12-year-old.
Yes, yes, that's all right.
You guys are like, is that a girl? Hey, how are you? She gets flooded with friends requests. So how do you deal with things like that? And, you know, once they find out you're a female and, you know.
Keep her friends listable.
Yeah. you know, I'm pretty good with it because, you know, usually I'll just send them like random sarcastic messages mm-hmm. that like mean absolutely nothing. And once in a while, if they're like, if they can spell, okay, this is a hint to all the guys out there. If you can actually spell out actual words with no numbers in them, I may actually send you a message back.
Oh, okay.
Other than that,
if you want to pick up, learn how to spell. On phonics.
No, I'm serious. You have no idea the messages that I get that I've seen actually from like a lot of girls. And how? I don't know.
Yeah,
but you know the funny
pretty
thing
much
is
every
it's
girl
not just us who get it because no, I mean no. I've seen messages that he gets. I've seen some that Major's gotten, and they look exactly
yeah.
like us.
The oh, definitely.
Is, like, we get the same number of messages, even though. Well, I mean, I was getting the same number of random messages like 3 to 6 months ago when my name wasn't really known in the community yeah. as both E and Major were, which oh. I always found funny. The one difference was I will actually respond to people.
Oh, okay.
I usually don't.
I'm an ambassador. I'm an MVP, so I take those things. Kind of
it depends, though. It depends if it's Halo 2 or if it's, like, over, like, the 360. Like, Halo
well,
2
yeah.
usually...
I'm talking about Xbox.com, so...
No, not... Well, they're talking about, like, Halo 2 is different. Like, I'll get... The best one that I like, my favorite one is Pix. How am I supposed to send you pictures? over Halo 2! You know?
I'll show you my six-pack abs.
So then I just want to put, like, you know, like a, you know, like a... What do you call it? Equals and then the big D, you know? Or like boobies.
Yeah.
just like pictures? I don't get it. I don't know.
Just,
yeah,
just
I'm
make little smiley faces out of
I'm also an Xbox ambassador and, you know, I was at Fumo Jai's house last Saturday and he's like, you actually respond to all your messages? And, you know, I mean, having that kind of responsibility, you know, gotta, you know, be friendly somewhat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... And
Fumo
like
got
I don't
80
get...
messages.
I get
on,
so much
on...
spam, dude. It's just, you know, hey, message to all friends. I'm not going to be on for the next hour and 14 minutes.
Yeah.
I hate
I'm
that.
I'm not a fan of Halo 2.
Going to take a shower, BRB. What? No
seriously,
one cares.
I've had people say that, yeah.
I know. I hate that. I just want to take them off my friends list.
I have to go eat dinner. I'm sorry, you guys. I'll be back. I promise. Don't leave.
No. The best one is, whoever was in that last game, sorry, I lagged out. What? I wasn't even in your game.
Yeah.
Or Team of 4.
FFA. FFA 1.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I know one of you guys wanted to get the third question.
the ones you...
Was that Emily?
No, I was just kidding, but I'll read it.
Do it.
Oh, why is it that every time I get matched with a girl in matchmaking, I get pwned?
And who wrote that?
Killzilla said that. To which I say, it's probably also that every time you get matched in matchmaking with a boy, you get pwned.
Good answer.
Well, bam.
Well, you know.
Oh, no.
Equality in the genders.
Yeah.
I was going to say, being female gives me equality, but it doesn't give me superiority. Well, mm-hmm. Well, not in that, anyway.
Not much.
Unless you have a certain tattoo.
Yeah, that kind of... you can
just... of tattoo from Fantasy Island. The new poem. But...
The new poem. I'm sorry. I don't...
I'm gonna hang up.
I'm not laughing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, moving on to another one here from Beasting, who says, how do you think the female voice in Halo 3 will turn out? Positive, negative, and why?
Female voice?
Yeah, the death scream. Well, to be perfectly honest, it's not going to make a huge amount of difference. The only time the death scream is ever actually heard is if no one is talking over their comm when they die.
Yeah.
And I don't know about Carrie, and I don't know about Telly. Actually, I do know about both of them, because I know how I talk. We talk a lot, and we normally will be screaming at ourselves. So we don't
that's not the point, though. For that whole thing was, and what I want to say is thank you, Bungie, for actually catering to the female gaming community. I seriously applaud them, because that's what they did. They took that idea, and they were like, look, we have a huge mass majority of female gamers in our community. We would like, we want to cater to that. And I think that it's awesome, and I think it will be positive, and I think it'll be great.
Yeah, I think that all started with DOA4 when they put the female Spartan in there. You know, just to acknowledge that, you know, females are...
one of the coolest things was seeing Nicole in that.
Not
just the crossover, but the fact that, hey, look, it's not just guys. Girls
It's not just John anymore. exactly.
Yeah, it's the whole thing of being included and not just being looped in with the rest of them. Is that it? Again, it's the equality thing. You know, just give us a part in it too. We're not asking to be, you know, we're not asking that you make Master Chief a girl. Obviously he's not, but you know, it's just cool that we can have a little bit more that makes us.
They are genetically enhanced soldiers. You never know what could have happened. Anyway,
that's
just a thought. I was
kind of yucky, and I prefer really not to.
All right, bro.
Let's stop.
Kitty, you want to get the next one?
good lord.
Yeah. You're like, where are we going?
No, I know exactly where
the
we
next
are.
One isn't even a question.
Long, and I'm
well, you can skip the next
out.
One if the next
it's,
one is.
Yeah, skip the next one. It's not even a question.
I'll go to.
Go to a short.
It's a question. Okay. I'll start at the beginning. First off, I want to give a round of applause to all the women of Halo. They have put up. They have to put up with so much of Little Timmy's crap even before the game starts.
Little Timmy.
I'm glad that women are playing games more and more. It's also great that there are female-centric clans like the Cave Girls in PMS. I know a few Cave Girls women can put up one hell of a fight. Some even make tasty s'mores.
Nah.
Looking at you, Rachel.
Oh, BS.
I'm always happy to be paired up with the ladies and know that we will come out winning. So what kind of things can us guys do to help with the trash mouth Timmies? I know there are times when said Timmy will follow you ladies around the level trash talking you. I try to help out and focus my fire on that person, but it can be difficult. It can be difficult to do the game type. I know labeling isn't the best, but do you consider yourself girl gamers or just gamers? Thanks again for putting up with the Timmies on live. There will always be a spot open on my team for the ladies. And I would also like to give a shout out to Chicka Chicka, Genos, BS Angel, and the rest of the Cape Girls.
Aww.
And that was
that?
Yeah, TTL Dren,
TTL Dren.
He did say something that I've voiced my opinion the past year about. I don't like girl gamers, because that's, even though you guys are trying, your main focus is trying to show that you guys can game as well. I just consider everybody gamers, and I don't like to.
Thank you.
I think most of us actually do feel that way. There is a percentage of girls who go, I'm going to beat you because I'm a girl and girls are better gamers. Or I'm a girl gamer, so therefore I can kick your ass or whatever. But I mean,
or, ooh, you just got beat by a girl.
Exactly. Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that with a passion.
Even though like PMS and Cave Girls, you know, some people still say, that's an all-girl gaming clan. I don't consider
it
a gaming clan, period. You know, I don't like to categorize. Because even though you say female gamers, it's still kind of like segregating everybody.
But I think what you need to look at it is that it's not that we're not playing with the guys. It's that we're choosing to practice with other women.
And experience. You know, because, I mean, a lot of the things, like, especially, like, the first time I joined the Cave Girls was, like, it was absolutely, like, groundbreaking for me. Because I was not comfortable playing with other girls and really not that comfortable playing with a lot of people in general. And when, you know, it's like, it's kind of nice to just to have that, like, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, I don't really want to say it like this, but kind of like a sorority or, you know, I mean, a fraternity. It's kind of like that. You know, you share something with that, with those people,
except,
you know?
Except less bitchiness.
Well, I don't, that's like I said, I don't want to say, I'm just comparing it, you know, like, that's kind
of
like how
things,
it is.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a heavy dose of Halo drama, which is just, I think, part of the community, but I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean.
And I think you would see that with the guys, too, if you were looking at an all-male clan. They just have different ways of, like, voicing it.
Yeah, really, they're a lot different.
The comments, they'll just come out with, like, you know, shunning someone.
Mom sucks, yeah.
Yeah, hey, there we go. Perfect way. I mean, people have written numerous posts on the Xbox.com forums, you know, is the idea of gamer chicks saying that, you know, is it a good thing? Is it a great thing to segregate? And one thing that we've always tried to say is it's not a segregation. Mm-hmm. In no way, shape, or form are the chicks, you know, required to post X number of times in that section, or, you know, they can't go and post in the regular forums.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, that's the first time they've ever been in a forum. That's the first time they've ever been on the Xbox forums. And
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I am a mod there. I know what some of the sections can be like. I don't even like going into some of the regular sections. I get intimidated. It's just like, oh God, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, I don't blame you either. I mean, there's some forums that you try to help. Like, I mean,
you just don't want to.
I don't want to mention any websites. I put a link up, my review of Crackdown, and, you know, I got comments like, oh, podcasts are for idiots, and who the hell is podcast?
Wow.
It's like, wow, thanks a lot for supporting a fellow gamer, guys, you know?
Mm-hmm. So,
and that's the thing, it's about supporting your gamer, mm-hmm. your, you know, your fellow gamer. It's not about whether you're male, whether you're female, whether, you know, I mean, when it comes to being in a clan, I mean, I don't particularly think this is a bad thing sometimes, but, you know, you've got your, you know, chicks before, whatever, you know, that mentality, and that's good when you're looking at supporting each other, but in no way, shape, or form has PMS ever said, no, we're an entity unto ourselves. I mean, that's the reason why it started as a joke, the H2O clan exists. That's a clan for guys that want to say, hey, I recognize myself as being a supporter of PMS, you know?
Yeah, we're going to have one of the guys from H2O on in the upcoming weeks.
Very cool.
So, I remember playing with Athena back in Rainbow Six 3 and, you know, Stratford style and...
Mm-hmm. She's still, both of them are still around.
Athena's
gotten lost to World of Warcraft.
But back then, you know, they used to practice on Rainbow Six, and it was, like, well-organized, and, I mean, it was on point. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if my clan at back then had the same mentality and same attention span, man, we would have been, you know, halfway decent, so. Hmm. You know.
Well, let's move on to another one here. Let's see. Who's next? Is it the Dom one?
Sure. Let's see. Dr. Thom. He says, if you could only say one nasty insult to a guy who insults you while playing a game, what would it be? He says, anything goes. If you could say one nasty insult to a guy who insults you while playing a game.
Wow.
Well, usually they just kind of insult themselves, so...
Yeah.
It's like, that's just great. Insulted me, but you sounded like a moron doing it, so I don't need to say anything to you.
I pretty much just, I mean, it depends on the insult, but if they insult me really bad, I just send their gamer tag to Jeremiah. I mean, no, I don't. No. I just send it to
said,
the...
I'm drunk on power.
I personally lay down the ban hammer. No, I'm just joking. I don't know.
I'm just curious. This is like a question for me. How many people do you think have gotten voice banned because they've been real douchebags? Mm-hmm. somebody who knew somebody. Like, just, like, numbers. Carrie, you go first.
How many do you think I've gotten voice men? Actually, to be honest with you, probably not a lot, because I only actually say, like, get really angry when it's really bad. Like, it's so bad that, like, for example, me and BS Angel, she'll remember this, we've been in a game where the both of us were so upset that I personally almost started crying. It was so bad. And that's the only time that I ever, like, actually do something about it. I mean, of course I leave feedback all the time, but, I mean, that's the only time I ever...
leave feedback.
Yeah. Yes, big thing. Leave feedback.
Yeah. My brother got a voice ban in a week.
Awesome.
It wasn't him. It wasn't him. It was, like, because he goes to Notre Dame, so he's in a dorm.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously. Okay. And so, like, he's got, like, six... No, I'm serious, Kitty. Like, he's got, like, six kids playing on his Xbox, so, on his account. And it only took a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Yeah. So.
That's the reason why you put a password on your account.
He's not going to put a password on his account. He's got the only Xbox in the dorm. He doesn't care if the kids play.
You don't understand. It makes him a god.
Exactly.
Hello, only Xbox in a college dorm?
I was one of the few people in, when I was at university to have a game console. And I was the only chick to have one. Yes, I know what it's like.
No, but I mean, he's not gonna, he doesn't care. No, I just, no. You know, whatever. But I'm just staying.
Well,
all right, so I'll go I'll take Ba-Bam the Cricket Grunt.
Ba-Bam!
Ba-Bam! So anyway, he says, so how do you girls do it? Deal with those pigs, unfair sexists, and just weird people looking for a girlfriend on Xbox Live. I ran into a guy who thought I was a girl. What?
Oh, this must be one of the 12-year-olds. No. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I know, right? So you do it. Also, shout out to all of Podtacular, JVB, and Fumoja. If you guys can. Me and my life.
No wonder this person hit on him.
Bam, the Cricket Grunt, Master of Pigeons, out.
Thanks, Master
did
of,
he just did he just put his name like three times right there? Bam, the Cricket Grunt, Master of Pigeons, out. Bacrico? What is that? What is that?
Bacaroo.
I was just going to say
Bacrico.
We have a very diverse audience. Let's just say that.
Yes, you do. It's very obvious.
Yeah, so I mean you guys pretty much explained that, but
yeah, we did.
Well, it's there are some nice stories. I've met my boyfriend playing on Xbox Live, so
yeah, and
that's cute.
On Xbox Live.
You're like, nice, okay.
Me. It's not my fault.
Yeah, like, I love her. Her boyfriend's awesome.
He is awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of people who have done it, and I mean, Andrew Banjo and Liquid Life, they've met over Xbox Live.
Hey, so. I moved internationally, so.
Yeah. Andrew,
for me.
Andrew, dude, you're from found Canada. Me on Xbox Live. Not like you're from like Thailand or.
You know what?
No, Kitty.
The bloody continent.
Kitty moved from Toronto to Seattle. Seattle. You know? Yeah. She wants to be my life partner.
Yeah.
We met on Xbox.
Well, you've already taken the first step. You are now living together.
Yes.
Mm. Good job.
We didn't meet on Xbox Live. We met at the party.
That's true. She doesn't remember that, though.
Yes, but it was a party for like people who met on Xbox Live.
No.
Anyway.
The first time we ever met.
Yeah, enough.
We're still recording, yeah.
Hey, you have the magic edit. Like,
look, girls, okay, we do this. You have to do it.
All right. And, okay, who's next?
Yeah, so I'll take the next one.
Do that.
Purple Demon 66 says, "Hey, this is Purple Demon 666 himself." Because apparently he's awesome is taken for the other 665. I have a few questions for the gamer girls there out on Xbox Live. Number one, what do you usually say when the morons out there start trash talking you just because you're girls?
I think we already said that.
And number two, what do you say when I pwn their trash talking butts? Well, for myself, I'd probably say, cut out, I can pwn them myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
I don't need you to protect me. Girls are not, I mean, we understand that there are things that come with being a girl on an Xbox Live. We can handle ourselves. Let us.
Yeah.
And finally, what would you want us nice guys to do when you're in the situation? Laugh.
What?
Laugh.
Laugh at what you say.
I see what he's saying. You know what? Like I know what he's saying. Like the one thing that one guy actually made a couple of guy friends on Xbox Live, like lifelong friends, that like messaged me after the game and said, "I'm really sorry for the people on my team. I had nothing to do with them," kind of thing. Yeah. So that's the best thing to do. Like I apologize for the way that those people were acting. That's what I would do if I was in that situation. You know.
Yeah, I've done that before. So.
Support us. You don't have to protect us, but you can support
and
us.
Not just us, but like not just girls, like dudes too. Like I do the same thing. I have done that so many times. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, yeah, but we do appreciate the nice guys out there.
Yeah, yeah. What about the bad? About the bad guys?
Like, yeah, whatever, yeah.
JBB, nice. You're not one of the nice ones. I mean, I love you, JBB.
Doesn't me talk.
You're never
going to
be asked back. You're never going to ask ever again.
Oh, JBB. I heart JBB. He knows that.
Hard food. Anyway, thank you, Tully. That was very inspiring. And I'll take it.
Okay.
All right.
The next one's kind
of
scary.
I just thought of a haiku. No.
Carrie, I vote for you to read it then.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Oh, absolutely. You're the only one reading ahead, so go ahead.
Actually,
that's because I'm kind of scared.
So,
it's embarrassing. Okay, smarmy that guy. Okay. Congratulations on the awesome name. It's embarrassing to be a guy sometimes when you get into a match with a girl and then everyone else starts in with the profane trash talking before the match starts. Then after the match, all they do is try to hit on them or call them sluts / lesbians for playing really well. I've lost a bunch of rounds due to some real badass girls, only for them to leave immediately because of the harassment. There needs to be a larger place in gaming for girls, but especially because they have mad skills. Online is the whole reason why my girlfriend stopped playing Halo, so now I find myself, like, FUMO, trying any game I can to think of to get her to play again. It's terrible that some guys have to ruin a great game for some girls. Thank you, Podtacular and Friends, for doing this episode. It was well past due.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Word.
I encourage your girlfriend to join Gamer Chicks. That's what I say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or check out, you know, the Cave Girls, or you know, come to the forums.
We all welcome
out.
You with. Yeah. We welcome everybody.
Hey, I got a question. A quick question about Gamer Chicks. Say, someone comes in and she's like, let's say she's like 14 or something. Can she easily find like other girls that are 14 that she can hang out with and she'd have like more things in common with? And you know, same thing with girls of all different ages and whatever.
I mean, we did a really quick stat of where everybody was in age range, and the majority of them are the 19 to 36 range. Which is there's two age groups that we joined together, but those are the ones that are the biggest ones. The next biggest is actually the teenage, the teenage girls. So there's a huge number of them. I mean, majority of them play Halo, even though, you know, they're not necessarily old enough to actually own a copy of the game. They'll still play. They'll play Ghost Recon. They'll play anything. It's, Gamer Chicks itself is, and always has meant to be, a network for girls. It's not a clan. It's not any kind of formal gaming group that, you know, we expect people to be able to get sponsorship out of or anything like that. That's not what it is. It's meant as a place for women of all interest levels to come in and just be able to meet and talk about things that have to do with everything. It's, it's not all about gaming, but the majority of it is.
Yeah, so. That's pretty sweet. It was funny when I went to Seattle at a Crackdown event. The last day
you were
here there.
For that?
Yeah. Nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed. Sorry.
It's no love.
Next time you can come to the apartment and have a party.
Yay! So they took us to this restaurant. It was like Caribbean place. It's like Mexican or something. I don't know. The waitress, we were talking about video games, of course.
She's like, I play
Halo 2. We're like, oh, cool. And she told us her gamer tag and everything. Forgot it, but, you know, it was interesting to see.
Oh, way to go.
Well, you know, I mean.
It's all good.
You know, the burritos were hot.
I'm sure that wasn't the only thing that was hot, but moving on.
So, yeah, I mean, it was great to like, actually meet a, you know, like, just the average person. You know,
in the wild, no less.
Station. And jump in and say, wow, I play Halo 2 as well, you know. So,
dude, there was one ladies' night for the Cave Girls where I was playing off in one corner and I went to go get pizza and he could see it. And, like, on the receipt for the credit card, he wrote his gamer tag.
Oh, the
pizza guy, I think you were there, Carrie. And we're all like,
oh,
that's so cute. And then,
oh, there you go.
It was adorable.
Yeah, my gamer tag is 29.
29.
Yeah.
Gamer tag's
Tally, I gotta ask you this. This is gamer tag. You didn't give me a big enough tip.
Oh. Smart tip.
Oh, sweetie, that's one that I am not at all worried about. So, no.
It's $2.
But to be my waitress or waiter, if
we're
you're
going
good.
A little too far.
Off topic, focus. So we play games.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to one from Forgotten Arrow here. He says, hey guys, Forgotten Arrow here. Now, when you enter a game with girls, you're bound to hear the 12-year-olds act like idiots. There's like a theme here.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's like giving you.
Now I'm reading ahead.
Yes, giving us advice.
Giving you tips from Forgotten Arrow, the man of the knowledge.
Oh, he is.
Just tell them respect that player. Like, I almost respect your mom. God,
she got her.
Wait. He's telling us, okay, some 12-year-old idiot tells us some dirty words, and we have to say, respect that player like I almost respect your mom.
What?
Wait, what does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Why is the word almost in there?
She's almost a nice lady.
This obviously goes back to the fact that all guys think girls are that plays games are lesbians because apparently they think that we're with their mom, so go figure.
What? This has turned out to be a weird one.
I mean, but wait, the next sentence is still the best. Can I read it? It says, I mean, everyone knows playing games gets you laid.
So girls play games too, just maybe not for that reason? Well, that's black light games.
I don't know, what does he think? I don't want to kill Nate. As such,
this guy's awesome.
As such, treat them with respect, because they will own you.
Wait, is he giving us? Is he giving us?
He's almost
advice.
I think he's trying.
I think so. I think he is.
How
so we have to respect the 12-year-olds because they will own
guy.
Us.
No.
That part was meant to be
for the 12-year-olds. Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, we're supposed to tell the 12-year-olds that.
I've almost got it.
It's you not, almost got the 12-year-old's mom, basically.
Almost.
They're older guys who act like 12-year-olds, so.
That is very true.
You almost got it as much as I almost respected your mom.
Yeah, exactly. She's lucky.
Okay.
I don't know what I just said, but.
What the heck were you doing? Mike says. Next one. Yeah. How does it feel to be in an environment with the majority of the community being male, and if you find another group? Another girl or a group of girls like the Frag Dolls, what do you do? Do you team up on the guys? So I guess he's talking about in matchmaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would recommend teaming up against the other team.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, unless I'm really messing around and we've gotten into like a team battle with one more person and you're like, I don't want to play with my team, I'm probably going to try and kill my friends, even if they're on the other team. And corpse on them.
I love doing that.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's the way you show your love.
That is the way you should.
Exactly.
That's how you. Very true.
We give them a virtual hug. Remember, I was playing against Silver from PMS, and man, she was cursing up a storm. I was like, "Holy crap!"
Yeah.
So
there was a time, and I have no problem admitting this. There was a time when a lot of PMS was very well known for trash talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that they ever cheated or anything like that, but it was, you know, the argument that I had for a number of months was, you know, this is one of the only ways that you can represent yourselves is how you are heard in the game. And there is obviously a difference between saying, oh, mother, you know, mother of God, or insert any other expletive there. I'm trying to be good.
Yeah.
Mofo. There we go. I can use that one, I think. you know, get the gun, you know, WTF, why aren't you dead? Saying stuff like that is different than making it a personal attack.
Yeah.
We went through a period where it took a while, but we as a clan agreed, you know what? Okay, we may swear, we may, you know, explode during the game, but you always turn around and say good game. It's always ended with good game. If there was something that was offended, you apologize, you go, you know, sorry, I didn't mean it that way, and you move on.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, I everybody plays the game, everybody curses, so it was fine by me.
Especially
I mean,
with Halo,
it's funny,
an M-rated game.
Yeah.
It is, it's an M-rated game. That's a big thing to remember.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was quite interesting.
ESRB rating may change when you go online. A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
And that's one thing. Go ahead, sorry about that.
Well, I was just going to say, at one point, right before I stepped down in my division, we actually had an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old. Because we had officially closed the juniors division in Halo 2.
Okay.
Due to not being able to find someone to run it. And it was decided at that point that each of the, what we considered the adult divisions, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, would take a percentage of those younger girls. And, I mean, the opinions on bringing girls that to the clan and into the, what are considered adult divisions was, you know, across the board. And it eventually came down to the fact that we believed, as the leadership in the clan, that we would rather give these girls a place to go and learn how to not only respect themselves, but to respect a fellow gamer, rather than just letting them be out there and be exposed to whatever.
Yeah.
We did require or request that the swearing get toned down a lot in practice. Because, I mean, we knew it wasn't going to stop. I mean, you go into a game, the first thing you hear is you know, mother... Whatever.
Yeah, you.
Yacht, you know. I'm trying not to swear. I give up. I can't do it, but I swear all the time.
Effort. You know.
But it was something that we decided as a clan to do because we wanted to say, well, yes, we know that you're not supposed to be on here. It is a mature rated game, but we'd rather that you play with us than go out and maybe, you know, not have a safe community to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good idea, you know. This way they're protected, they see everything firsthand from experienced gamers.
And if there is a problem, you have a huge community who will be willing to help you out. Which, cool. That was one of the things that we wanted. So,
speaking in that sense, have you ever had to ban someone from any of your groups? For being too, you know, rowdy or just not cooperating? I mean, what would get someone banned from PMS or GamerChicks forums? Because GamerChicks is not a clan.
From the clan forums, I mean, if you're a member, it's very different. If you're a member of the clan, it's something different than if you're a member of the community. And I mean, nobody wants to deal with drama. And I cannot tell you the number of hours I have spent sitting in a pregame lobby or in vent trying to come to some kind of happy arrangement on all sides. And I mean, sometimes you just can't do it.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's impossible.
People's opinions are just not there. But like I said earlier, with GamerChicks, it's, you know, it's very cut and dry. You know the regulations, you know the requirements before you
are even granted access to that section. And we hate having to, you know, to remove someone. It does not happen very often. I can only think of two times off the top of my head, and I mean Trixie does handle that, so I'm not 100% on it, but
okay.
there have been girls who have left because they don't see that they're fitting in or that it's for them, and those are the ones that make me the saddest, because it's, you know, we're not saying, hey, you have to be a part of this. It's just, this is another way to support yourself. So I mean, to get kicked out of UMass, it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a lot of work.
An easy thing to get out of.
Hard work and dedication.
Yeah. It's a lot of work all the way around for all parties involved.
Okay.
What's it like to get kicked out of the Cape Girls?
I'd like to point out that I am the lewdest poster in the Cave Girls forums. Thank you very much.
Hey, you have really? Had all, like, 95%.
You are now.
I was dubbed. I was dubbed the lewdest poster.
Not you.
I know, right?
No, the thing Thank that will you. Get you, Badge the thing that you'll get booted on the Cave Girl forums is, like, I think we booted one member for cruelty to animals.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Really, like, sadistic. Jeez,
you have to be really...
Serial killer, like, cruelty to living beings.
Oh,
you have to be really, hard. Really bad to be
it.
And right. it takes a while.
Nobody wants to kick anybody out of the group.
No.
The one thing that all of us, and certainly all our, both the clans and, I mean, Gamertrix as on principle, we all stress that it's inclusive. We don't want to kick anybody out. We don't want to bar anyone from membership from possibly finding a really good group of friends and, you know, sisters and whatever.
We're
else
here because we like you.
But at the same time, if someone is just not willing to step up and be mature and take responsibility for themselves, sometimes you don't have any option. And that sucks.
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of like life, you know. Gotta make them hard
scissors
once
in a
while. That
doesn't mean you can't get a second chance, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, not with the Cave Girls.
Okay, fine. With Gamer Chicks and
if you've already if you've already gone that far, yeah,
yeah, that's like jumping off the bridge and trying to crawl back up the cliff. You know,
we're already way too forgiving as it is. So, yeah.
Well, hey, let's get to one or two more, and then let's wrap it up here. Who's next?
All right.
Wrap it up, yo.
Wrap it up.
Do it now.
Okay, I'll take the next one. I don't know where we are, but I don't think I've done it for a little while.
Juice, I think. Go ahead and do it.
Juice says, hey guys, I have a few friends that are girls that I play Halo with, and I just like to say it's sad how a bunch of people swear and cuss at them just because they're girls. Or you get the perverts that just try to ask them out all the whole game. Mm-hmm. Out the whole game. I can't read. I'm sorry. Well, all I'd like to say is let go, treat them like you want to be treated.
Hey,
do you want to get asked out all the time? wait, no, that's a bad example. Okay, I just faux pas'd that one. I'm sorry. You guys, girls, take it away.
Wait, where are we?
If you were a girl, would you want to get asked out all the time by people you never met?
Well, it gets annoying after a certain point. I'm sorry, but...
it does. The best ones are... I get messages, obviously, like I said earlier, over Xbox.com all the time. Best ones are, will you marry me? and anything's like, hey, you're, you know, the few times I've done like recording stuff, like, oh, hey, your voice was so hot, want to go out with me? I'm pretty sure my boyfriend might have a problem with that.
Hey, baby, you're hot, you want to clean my windows, please? I really gotta get on that. Yeah, it's weird. I've made some good friends, you know, female friends on Xbox Live. Just out of mutual respect, and, you know, obviously we're playing Halo 2, so obviously there's a common denominator there that, you know,
brought us together.
You know, not literally, but, you know.
You're digging a hole,
I'm
man.
I'm ashamed of that one. Oh, boy.
I know, right?
So deep down.
All right, who's next?
Yes.
How many do you want us to do?
One or two more, whatever.
They're like all the same thing. They like all say like, "Hey, way to go! How do you deal with the trash talkers?"
Or here, try this to deal with the trash talkers.
I'll do one from one of our newest members.
Okay. And then let's just wrap it up. Yeah.
The pronunciation name is going to be off. So if you can help me out here, his name is Commander Raikou. Did I say that right?
Commander Raikou. Yeah. You did.
I think it's really cool that girls are getting into Halo. They almost always have a good attitude and are usually really strong players. I think that people should stop stereotyping girls and saying that they can do video games. That they cannot play video games. I hope that more girls play video games in the future. Good job, Pytacular. Keep on fragging trucks.
Thanks, Raikou.
Yay!
All right.
You have to do the next one. The next one's actually kind of a cool one.
Okay,
from watching the MLG segment and from personal experience, it seems that girl gamers have better teamwork than guy gamers. But is it more of a result of sticking together to combat the critics, or is it more of a natural female ideology to share and exchange information as well as tips, and also to pass up kills so that someone else with a full shield can finish killing you? So that someone with a full shield can finish killing the opponent. Why can't I speak English?
You can do it in Japanese.
I speak English.
Yeah, that is interesting. I prefer French.
I'm not speaking French.
Answer the question, people.
Jeez. Do any of you have any of you played on MLG? I'm assuming you have.
No. All of us have.
I haven't. I've prepped for MLGs for my girls, but being Canadian, guess what? Really expensive to go to MLGs.
I don't like that.
How's that experience? I mean, is it exciting? I mean, is it like a lot of hard work to prep for this?
Oh, God, it's too much work.
It's a lot of work. I mean, of course, LOA has two teams that we send to MLG, and it's so much work. You have to play pretty much every single day with the same four people, and you're always working on teamwork and all that kind of thing. I mean, the stuff he's talking about here is something... Huh?
You have to play offline in LAN.
Yeah. You have to play LAN. You have to do a lot of stuff to prepare for MLG, but... The stuff he's talking about is what every player, you know, every player in MLG will do. If you can't take the kill, you know, you're always working with somebody else. You're never on alone. Lone Rangers or Lone Wolves, I guess, don't really make it in MLG. It's just, it doesn't work. It's not a strategy that's going to be effective. So it's all about teamwork. But females in general... we talk a lot during the game, but I find that we don't really talk that much about the game. it just depends on what type of situation you're playing in. If it's a serious game, then absolutely we're communicating like any other serious team. But if we're just having fun, then we're just having fun. We're just talking about whatever we want to talk about. It's not fair to stereotype a female as to what type of gamer they be, or they should be, or they are.
I can do both. Like, if you guys go on BNet, Kitty and I were in the not the latest hump day, but the hump day before. It was from, was it 2 weeks ago, Kitty? 2 weeks ago?
Not this Saturday, but the last Saturday.
Yeah, we were on the Saturday. It was the hump day called Dudes versus Dudettes. And let me tell you, that was the first time I've played Halo in a long time. Well, we play like every Thursday, but that's it. Like, I don't play on live anymore.
It's the first time we were playing competitive.
Yeah, that's the first time we played competitively. We played against seven guys. It was six girls against seven guys. And it was three Cape girls and three PMS girls. And oh my God, did we own. I mean, and I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just the fact that we just work well together or if it was the fact that we were communicating. I don't know what it was. We were just on fire. You know, there's always one person that can carry the team, right? There's always one person or one or two people that could be good. But then if the team doesn't work together, the whole team fails. I don't care who
Although,
you are.
An interesting point to interject in this, and, you know, feel free to go reread that if you haven't read it, is
Objective Games
13 or so games that we played. About half of them were Slayer and half were Objective. We won in an incredible, like, show of domination on every single Slayer game. and we lost on every single game.
Every single objective game we lost.
But we lost in the objective.
Why, was that because you weren't prepared?
I don't know what it was. Well, no, we didn't practice at all. Like, this was just a thing for fun, really. But,
And because we had someone coming up to actually watch how we
were playing. She was observing us. But, I mean, still, like, I mean, at first I was kind of having fun. Then I was like, this is kind of serious. And then I started playing, like, really serious. We're still having a lot of fun. But, yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe that we lost every single objective game. We didn't lose by, like, a lot, but we lost. It was,
but
when you're playing seriously, Slayer is an objective game. The objective is to kill people, and you do that. What do the guys think?
Well, what do you guys think? Does it hurt more inside when you lose a Slayer game or an objective game? What do you guys think, as a guy?
I think losing an objective game ticks me off more because, to me, I prefer the teamwork more than, you know, in the Slayer game, somebody gets sword in the rocket launcher and they can get like 20 kills. And teams in an objective match, you got to depend on everybody else, and you know communication is key.
Right.
So I get ticked off if you know everybody's not on the same page.
Right. I really enjoy objective games too. In fact, when I first got Halo 2, it was all about big team battle. I was on big team battle matchmaking.
Oh, I loved
every single
big
time.
Team.
And it's great. It's just that now people don't care so much about their rank, so they just quit out if they lose one round. And you know, next thing you know, it becomes a one round. Even if you get that far, it becomes a one round big team battle. But you know, when it does work, it's fantastic. And I love objective games because there's more to it than just trying to find people and gang up on them, which is fun in its own way. But objective really adds a whole different level of strategy to it, really, and you know, that makes it the more exciting and the more frustrating when you lose. So
that's true.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Thanks, ladies, for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Hey, real quick, can you each give us some websites that girls can go check out for more information on how to join these groups?
Kitty, go ahead.
Okay, well, for PMS, it's www.pmsclan.com. Shushing. And for gamer chicks, it's www.xbox.com/whack or whatever you want to call it, gamer chicks. GAMERCHIX. I know the name of my own group, I swear to God.
and also the Cave Girls are www.cavegirlforums.com, and we're also on bungie.net. If you just search groups for the Coyote Cave Girls, then you'll find us there too.
Cool. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right.
And, I want to thank you all for coming on and, you know, having a blast, you know. Me and Fubo Jive, and definitely makes, you know, think of you guys in a different way.
Oh, that's because of the outtakes, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. On a serious note, though, I just want to congratulate the three of you for all the hard work you guys have done, and, you know, just keep going, and, you know, eventually it will not be girl and boy, it'll be everybody has won, you know. Everybody's a gamer.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm a politician in the making.
Yeah. President.
Nah.
Well, send in your comments, et cetera, to podtagger@gmail.com. Guys, we depend on your submissions to keep the show going. I like the stuff we read on here. As you can hear, we're changing up the format. And keep an eye on podtagger.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related voice message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Calling show.
Yeah, be sure to check us out at podtacker.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of buzz going on about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, new Halo 2 maps, and other stuff.
And thanks to all the people that contributed to podtacular.com. Whether it's working on the community or the site, contributing to our PayPal, help out with the hosting bill and new pair of shoes, or subscribing to the show and iTunes if it ever works. Couldn't do it without you guys.
And thanks to GamerCast Network for kind of letting us in. Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
I'm Tally.
I'm the Don Juan.
And I'm Kitty.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on ripping cheese.
Cut that out! Ew! So gross.
I think you're supposed to cut cheese. I don't think you rip cheese.
Yeah. Who rips cheese?
Rip!
Here's some great Swiss!
Yeah, really. Would you like a slice? I'll just rip a slice off for you.
Would you like a rip of cheese with your wine?
I'm gonna put some on some spaghetti.
Oh man, this is bad.
We have no lives.
Or no.
Something. This is just bad.
There's only one thing left to say.
All right. Well, thanks, Chris. Appreciate you telling us about that. And
Chad,
look forward
Chad,
to
Chris.
Sorry,
Chris.
Dude.
Chad.
It's okay. See, I get this on my show all the time.
You're like, man, you call me somebody else's name, man.
Thanks, Jorge. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, it's no problem. It's okay.
Sebastian,
as
Xavier,
long as you don't have the ladies,
much obliged,
as long as the ladies aren't calling you a different name.
Thanks, Christine. I appreciate you being on the show. Oh, Chad, that's what I meant.
Yes.
You know, name right. With a C. It's all the same.
Yeah. We're all lumped together. It's okay.
Sorry, dude.
No problem.
Jerk. All right.
Okay, you can,
you can
do it.
So I have to say, welcome to Podtacular, that official blah,
no,
blah, blah, Podtacular episode.
Just start with Podtacular episode.
Yeah, we're the unofficial
That's
blah, blah, blah.
That's all I have to say.
The official blah, 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 the Halo, whatever.
What's a Halo? Okay, all right.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
This
okay,
awesome.
All right.
That's all I have to say, that's though. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, throughout the whole show, that's all you gotta say.
Look, it's very simple.
Okay, I'm gonna say it. Shh. I was just gonna do it.
Almost got it.
I'm reading the next one.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Okay.
How does it feel to be in an... Shush. How does it feel to be in an... Oh my god. We need out Jake so badly. How does it feel to be in an environment with the majority of the community? Yeah,
sorry
if I hurt you so badly. That's it. You're not allowed to ever come to the apartment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Been banned before I ever got
banned from the. Hey, what the hell?
Banned before you even got on the right coast.
In the house of hotness.
You can come, but you can't say anything.
Yeah. We saved the best for last.
Well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive. What was that?
I'm sorry.
Man.
I feel so bad for you. I'm sorry.
What happened?
Okay.
I missed
We're cracking up.
Yeah, they cracked
up. Right. Like, like they were cracking up. It sounded like got the cheese.
<I'm back. laughs>
Until next time, I'm.
I'm Fumo. Damn it.
What is that?
Your pants.
like smell carries over Skype, man.
Oh, good lord.
Tally, that was nasty.
Pungent.
I'm sorry.
What did you eat? A gun.
Dun 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 dun